All right, did you get your tomorrow all figured out or no?
It's sorted, dude. It's sorted. I'm gonna make it through.
Yeah, you were telling me before the show. First of all, why is everyone doing these extended Thanksgivings? I'm so confused by this. You have another Thanksgiving? I thought Thanksgiving was last week.
And then I find like that's how I'm here today, right? Because Nick has something going. Nick Wilson
Nick's got
has
what he
something
calls,
going.
Yeah, he calls it a Friendsgiving, though. I think this is like, well, let's be honest. Friendsgiving is basically Thanksgiving as well, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't like, know where. Why is this a thing?
No, we gotta shorten up the amount of time that we're celebrating Thanksgiving.
Isn't this why we have a Thursday, and then also you have Friday, and then it's like a 4-day thing. You have a whole. How is that not enough time to figure this all
and
out?
Dude, it was like a week ago.
So wait, so who are you trying to see?
So, not trying to. I'm going.
Okay, you're gonna accomplish this. Okay.
Yeah. This isn't
anybody out of town.
This is now sorted. So people are coming from out of town up here for my fiance's family's Thanksgiving. That's her family too, right?
It's like all people from her family.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, like her cousins.
Well, where were these Jamokes last week? Were they just at home at their own Thanksgivings? I called them Jamokes, and that's where you tensed up on me.
Your guess is as good as mine.
You backed him into a corner a little bit there.
Well, I mean, we can and all already, call family. And, if you can't
also,
call your family Jamokes,
spade is spade.
Yeah.
You can't call them Jamokes. What can you call them?
Well, and also, this is a situation that I did find myself in a good bit of trouble about yesterday.
Okay, what happened?
So, I completely forgot.
And well, yeah, because Thanksgiving was last week,
So, dissimilar to the Browns, I'll take a little bit of accountability.
Okay, good.
Because I did forget, I completely forgot that we had this Thanksgiving / Christmas, like, because really that's what it is. Like, we're getting to be midway December here. Like, let's call it for what it is.
December 5th.
It's Thankmas. I completely forgot because okay. I haven't thought about Thanksgiving for a week because that's when Thanksgiving was. So I had booked a commitment.
You seem just as perplexed as I am about this whole thing, which I kind of like, by the way.
Yeah, like, just because, like, I booked another commitment for my job that I really wanted to go do, and I could have done both, but that was not an acceptable outcome.
Because you were already blocked off for the day.
Right.
That's tough, man. That's tough. Did you get out of it or no?
No.
No. So you're doing it's not the end of the world. Listen, Thanksgiving is one of the better holidays. Like if we were going to run a holiday back, that would be, you don't like that thought either. Oh no.
I'm not Thanksgiving guy.
On Thanksgiving, what's to hate about Thanksgiving?
I'm not Thanksgiving guy.
What's to hate? Listen, I think maybe back in the day, there might've been thoughts I had about Thanksgiving that weren't the greatest. I've come around on the holiday. All you do is you watch football and you eat where's the loss? It's not really too different than a Sunday for me. We're just throwing in better food and care about the production more. What's wrong with turkey?
Turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing, you only
eat
that.
You've had worse meals throughout the week. I promise you've had worse meals throughout the week.
I don't know. You only eat that on Thanksgiving. If it was turkey every day. If it was this great meal.
I literally have a turkey sandwich every day of my life.
Yeah, but that's different. That's a turkey sandwich. You're not making a big turkey and it's not a big production and there's stuffing and mashed potatoes that are chunky and not even really that good.
I go to Elisa's aunt and uncle. There's no work that I did at all in any of this. And this is maybe where I've come around to liking Thanksgiving. And I realized this like halfway through the Thanksgiving meal was that. So I take care of. Obviously, my daughter, I have two daughters, but like my wife is taking care of the little one, the one that's 2 months old, and then I take care of the one that's almost 3 years old. But while I'm doing this, there's zero expectations of me out of just about anybody. And so I show up, I'm watching the child, and then I eat the food, and then even like, you know, like back in the day, like before child, I would have to help with the cleaning, obviously. Yeah. I probably used to help with actually making the food, all these different responsibilities where you kind of do your part, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have to do that because I just have to, my job in that setting, in that arena is just take care of the 3-year-old in that moment and then also rope in the other little kids. And I'm basically a babysitter during this, but that's
fine.
So
what you're telling me here is that I just need to find a small child that I have to be responsible for.
Maybe. I don't know that they just pop up like that though. I think that might be
more problematic at that point.
I'm not saying like, just hey you, you're a little kid, come with me to Thanksgiving so I get out of this. No, I mean, I just, and so maybe that's why I just put them all in front of the TV. I watched football. You got to have some beverages and I parented is what I did. I parented. Never had a better time in my life.
No, I, Don't have that. I'm
that's because you got to do some of the making of the food. I bet you got to do some cleaning. What are your responsibilities in this week late Thanksgiving?
I'm worked into a shoot, man. Not much, honestly. Not much.
Well, then and what's that's to complain
why, like,
about?
Well, I do feel because like I got excited about something that I wanted to do for my job, and I shouldn't have been excited about it, and I should have just see. This is me taking accountability. I'm not like the Browns, and I should have yeah. and I should have just remembered that I had Thanksgiving. A week and a half or maybe 2 weeks after the actual holiday. I personally think that's a little bit crazy, but I'm going.
I hate to break it to you, man. Your tax bracket's not high enough to put the job first at this point. Like I saw this with like Bill Simmons the other day. Some people were commenting about it. It's like, how does Bill Simmons watch all of these different things and keep intact with all these things? And it's like, well, I would imagine the $50 million a year he probably brings home is like, it's probably a good enough reason for his family to all be like, oh, I get it. You have to watch The Godfather for the 7th time this week. I understand what you have to do for your job. We're not in a tax bracket high enough that lets us off the hook for these type of equations for you to go interview people that half your audience may or may not know.
That's the debatable part. Like I thought that I had coordinated something that in my mind was pretty cool, and I would have been able to do both.
You're not even married. This is your fiance,
dude. Just
I'm already writing this up as a divorce down the line, and I'm like, you're not even married yet.
No,
I'm always going to give you advice for wife number two,
and
you're
solved.
Not even done
See,
with number
because,
one yet.
Because again, dissimilar to the Browns, it was solved because I took accountability and I figured it out.
How'd you figure it out? You moved the interview to the morning, didn't you?
Yep. So I still get to do it, and I'm gonna go and participate in the week and a half, 2 week late Thanksgiving, and then afterwards, wait for this. So it starts at noon.
I hope you're real good at Christmas gifts.
It starts at noon. I was gonna blow out of there at 2:30 to be downtown Cleveland by 3:00.
Yeah,
that was not acceptable. 2.5 hours of attendance was not a good enough time frame. I needed to be there.
Start this week late Thanksgiving at noon.
Yes, and I need to be there for an infinite amount of time. Who knows?
I didn't even do real Thanksgiving today. Maybe this is why also why I liked this version of Thanksgiving with kids, etc. It was like a 4-hour affair. It was like I showed up at like 4:00. We were done at 8:00 because you got to put the kids in bed and such. It was easy. Yeah.
So. At some point, though, I will make it back down here because I'm going to the Cavs game tomorrow night. So I don't know how late this entire thing is going to go, and it's probably not the smartest to talk about it like on the radio, but I'm going to the Cavs game.
I feel like you need a win. I feel like Cavs aren't playing that great right now,
no.
Okay? But she knows you love sports, obviously, and so maybe the win you have here is maybe you just go until noon until she wants to leave, and if that ends up being 11 o'clock at night, that ends up being 11 o'clock at night.
I'm not going to be able to go to the Cavs game.
I don't want.
No, I'm not hosting this.
Okay, all right.
No, he's going as a fan. He's just going as a fan.
No. I'm saying hosting the family.
I'm going as a fan to that as well. Yeah,
I'm saying hosting the family.
Yeah, no, I'm going to sit there.
You're beholden to your family coming over.
No one's like, Nick brought the turkey. Oh, this is awesome. No one's expecting that out of you.
I'm just going to be sitting around looking at everybody.
Your expectation is to show up. You get to look on your phone as long as you want, maybe make some chatter with Aunt Kathy, and then eat some turkey. It could not be lower expectations on you in this whole setting.
And I did. I messed it up bad.
I tell you what. Sell the Cavs tickets now, and then just tell her that you still have the Cavs tickets, and then just surprise her tomorrow as she wants to keep you there till 10 o'clock at night. And you're like, all right, you come first. You're going to need a win here, man.
No, I'm going to the Cavs game.
This was a pretty big loss.
I'm looking at both of you guys.
They're not worth it, man.
I'm going to the Cavs game right now.
Donovan doesn't even care about these regular season games, okay?
It's the first week of December, man. You can still go to plenty of other Cavs games.
I will be letting them know tomorrow evening.
You can let them know that you're not coming.
All right, 216-474-0092. Joe in a car. What's up, Joe?
Well, I want to talk about Shador, but Nick, you're probably Italian. Don't call him Jamokes. Call him Mama Luke's.
Mama Luke's. I like that.
I love that Joe knows I'm Italian, too.
I'm also Italian. Did you know that?
Padone and the special teams coach. What's his name?
Bubba Ventrone. So 23andMe says I'm like 5% Italian, which puts me up for Italian Man of the Year.
All right. Well, listen, I want Shador to play schoolyard ball Sunday, and I hope Stefanski lets him, but I'm worried about his health. We all know that offensive line is rubbish, but I watched that Wildcat on a cable sports show, and number 72 shouldn't even be out there. On the play, I realize they're not playing, but both Jack Conklin and Teller just didn't want to hit anybody. And I'm, you know, those guys are out, and I hope they get better. They probably got dandruff or chapped lips or something. They're always hurt. But
Joe, that's KT Leviston. Leviston, by the way. That's your starting right tackle on Sunday.
Great, yeah. The traffic cone that everyone just kind of moves around.
KT Leviston or Corn Lucas? Who are we taking?
Cornelius KT. Lucas?
Matt Leviston. Gave a quick
No, KT. No, hold on. That was way too quick for KT. What did you call him, though?
Corn Lucas. Cornelius Short.
Do people...
Yes, because we call him Corn Lucas.
Why do people call him? I get why. You're just because shortening Cornelius. But
he
is that,
not good enough to have Cornelius.
Is that an acceptable thing that we've done with him? Would you call him Cornflakes? Is that the bit here?
No, it's just Corn Luke. Yeah.
Does Cornelius accept this, or is this not a thing for him?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
He's not good enough to.
Not good enough. Daryl calling him that. Gage. What was he saying? Gage.
Not even close to Arvidan. Not even. Not even close.
He was saying Lavarden.
KT Leviston sucks at football. You're not wrong about that. And he will be. He'll be asked to keep Shador upright this weekend.
Great. Excited to see how that goes.